I mean, if I was out with him, yeah, sometimes he did, before his bum got too bad, he rode out with me. And, you know, he'd say to somebody, you should be in bed. You know, they sort of scuttle off, and then there was somebody else came to the door one time, and the wife came and said, this was to Mrs. Wilkes, she said, your husband told my husband to go to bed 10 weeks ago, and he hasn't told him he could get up yet. Can you get up now? And he'd been in bed 10 weeks because Tom Wilkes has said go to bed. And he was, his word was law, really. I mean, his monocle.
Yes. Yeah.
And lovely, lovely man. We did see him after he retired, because they went down to Cornwall, had a small holding down there. And we went down, my wife and I and the two boys, and just passing through, you know, we saw, they were so happy there. He didn't live for much longer, because he was a lot older than Frankie Wilkes. But it was lovely to see him.
I remember my mum used to tell me, he's not a doctor, he's a vet. She said she was convinced he was a vet, not a doctor.
Well, he was in the army, in the cavalry, as a medical officer in the cavalry, so it was said, in the First World War. When he would probably have been, I don't know, he was 1761, so that'd be about right, wouldn't it?
Yes.
1418
war. It would be.
There's rumours that in the big flood of Canvey, he swam his horse across the creek to deliver a baby on Canvey in that flood. How true that was, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of poetic license.
Well, that sounds good.
It's a good one.
That sounds good.
I wouldn't state that. But Frankie Wilkes was a wonderful character.